You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I am Ian Shelley. Thank you so much again, everyone, for bringing your amazing energy, your vibrations into this orb, into the space that is the Wisdom of the Ancients. It feels so awesome to be here in the collective energy, and we've got a great show. I mean, I almost don't even know where to start. This is going to be a great show. It's going to be experiential at the very, very least. So, you know, hold on to your hats. It's going to be an awesome ride. You can just picture yourself like flying through space on a rocket ship. It's kind of going to be like that. We've got an amazing guest. I'll introduce her in just a second. You know, the Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom, but it's not about just ancient wisdom from the past. It's about ancient wisdom that is presented to us now, also wisdom that we are pulling from the future, right, in this compressed time-space reality that we live in as human beings. But it is also about ancient practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom that has been around for a long time, maybe that we've forgotten and we haven't, we don't embody it, but it's coming back to us now. It's also from other worlds and galaxies and dimensions. And we've laid a theme for this particular series. As you know, we have a theme for everyone. And this one is expressions of truth and expansion. So how can we all be open to receive expressions of truth and expansion? How can we be an expression of truth and expansion? So just let that sit in your being and see how that feels. And as we do so, let's all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us today. And we call in Divine Mother, Divine Father. We call in the Ancient Ones. We call in the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today, to really share with us through Amy, who's going to be introduced in just a minute, the wisdom that is coming through her, and let Amy just be an absolute gift to all of us, which she truly is. So let me introduce our next guest to you so we can get this show started. Amy Flynn is a transformational teacher, an intuitive, a source channeler of the collective, multidimensional energy frequency transmitter and healer, a money Reiki grandmaster, and even more. Guided by her clear, strong connection with Source and her powerful energy gifts, Amy helps thousands of people around the world blast through lifelong blocks, amen, to create major shifts and breakthroughs. Amy is the voice channel for an expression of non-physical Source consciousness known as the collective. And I'll be asking Amy about that in just a moment, who lovingly transform all they teach and interact with. So beautiful. Amy and the collective radiate joyful energy, making the esoteric and the profound accessible and fun. They quickly shift people into a higher vibration of love to awaken and remember who they truly are. Amy is the creator of the Crystalline Rainbow Starlight Frequencies Energy Program, and with the collective is the creator of many powerful programs filled with multidimensional energy, including the Call of Your Being series, Creation 101, Living from the Heart as Love, and Meditations that Work. Amy has created a powerful proprietary process to permanently clear generational trapped emotional energy that quickly produces dramatic results in health, well-being, prosperity, and all areas of life. So, Amy, welcome to the Wisdom Show.
Hi, Ian. Thank you very much. Hi, everybody out there. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm excited too. You can tell I'm excited.
Yes.
My voice changes a little bit, and we do have. Woohoo! You know,
yeah,
Amy,
really.
you bring amazing energy to the show, and we have a lot of people on the show right now. A lot of people have dialed in and are listening in. On the webcast. And you know what we
excellent.
Do, Amy. We've created a wisdom, an orb, where we've infused the orb of Wisdom of the Ancients, which is the series. We do it for every single one with our intentions. And so, you know, you and I are included in this orb. It's a living, breathing entity that really embraces us and then takes our intentions out into the, you know, collective consciousness. So that's kind of what we do, and you're in it. Yeah.
wonderful. Yeah, I can feel the energy of it. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah.
And what's really, really cool, too, is we're also solidly in an eclipse portal. It just opened. It's the two eclipses. We had two eclipses this month, and the second one was just recently, and that opened the second doorway, and it really got us into this portal. And this portal is going to remain open for 6 months, but it's very strong right now. It will get throughout, you know, as we get further into the 6 months, it will get less strong. But right now, we're really in this energy, immersed in this energy of the portal. And it's almost as if, well, I guess it is as if another dimensional energy is added to our own normal dimension. So it's like we have an opportunity right now to really imprint our wants, desires, focuses, intentions on the universal energy, because we've got like this doorway that enhances everything. It's like it's amplified, I guess is a good way of putting it, magnified, amplified. So it's very exciting.
Yes, it's exciting. I'm not going to interrupt you, because I know that this information is absolutely what, you know, the universe wants us to hear as a group. But you know, everyone, Amy, really, is you know, if I can say, really, you know, our resident expert, you know, Amy's been on the show before on portals, on eclipses, just the wealth of information and connection Amy has to bring forth and assimilate the information and then disseminate the information to all of us in a way that we can really make sense of it, because sometimes we have a hard time. There's a lot going on, so. Let me ask you before we even get started, Amy.
Yes.
I want to ask you about the collective, but before I do that, see, you've got me going all over the place. I want to tell people, everyone, Amy's going to be talking about exploring the portals of 2019, accessing their power to create a miraculous fifth dimensional life. And, you know, there's so much going on. We're going to be immersed in uplifting crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies and activate our rainbow body today. There's going to be activations. There's going to be light clearings, guided meditation that Amy is going to take us through near the end. And something that I'm really intrigued by, if I must say so, is discovering the magic of portals and meeting the beings that inhabit them, inhabit the portals.
Yes.
So let's
Most
let's
people don't realize that there's beings, portal beings.
Right.
Yes,
so
yeah.
let's put a star next to that. But I think the best way to do this is to have you talk a little bit about the collective, because you work very closely with the collective. And if you can have people understand who they are, who and what they are, and what their role is for all of us, you know, and you, of course, as the facilitator, you're now bringing forth the collective to this particular group. Everyone who's listening to you is going to carry and pick up the vibration of the collective. You're the transmitter and the channel. So please tell us a little bit about the collective.
All right, I would love to, and I'm going to bring them in too in a little bit. You know, once I'll talk about them, but they'll also talk about themselves somewhat. The collective are source energy, source conscious. They're an aspect of source consciousness. You could say they're a group of consciousness within all of source. We all are source consciousness. And the way that I view the collective, it's kind of interesting because I'm a very visual person. So I view each one of us, each human being and each being, kind of like if you've ever seen a funnel, you know, on the funnel there's the long skinny part, and that's the part you would insert into a bottle to use the funnel. And then the upper part of the funnel is the wider part. It like goes out and gets wider and wider at the top. Well, I always say that we are like a funnel. And the part that we know of, that we experience as us, is like the long, skinny part. And that's the part we're familiar with. That's the part that we call by our name. That's the part that we know of as us. And that's the part that we identify as. And usually that's all that people think that they are. But they're not. They are a complete funnel. And a funnel that not only goes up and out, but goes up and out infinitely. It doesn't stop. It continues to expand. So using this visual, where the collective fit in and where I fit in is I am the long, skinny part, this part that's this narrower part, and the upper part that expands out. and continues to expand out. That is the collective. That is where they are, what they are. They are this vast consciousness that funnels through me. In a way, I consider them a larger aspect of myself because they're part of this large funnel. The interesting thing is everybody has this large funnel above them. Everybody has this aspect, this wide, expansive aspect of consciousness that they can receive guidance from and channel. A lot of people call it a different name. They might call it my angels, my guides, my ancestors. There's a lot of different terminology for labeling this, but really that's why I love the visual of the funnel, and if people could just, you know, visualize that along with me, and then you can see that it's, you are not just the part that you know of. There's this part of you that branches up and expands out. And the collective source, let's put it this way, source, is all of the energy, everything that is above the wider part of the funnel. That source. And it's constantly moving and it's constantly flowing. And it's like, a way that I kind of feel it is almost like a river of consciousness. And so the consciousness, the aspect of consciousness that I will receive or bring through my funnel at any given point in time is different from the aspect of consciousness that I would bring through at another point in time. And it's always there. So it's very helpful as far as living in life, because as a human being, I'm limited by my senses in what I can see or do and hear. But when I bring through or I access this larger part, when I'm living blended with this larger part, it's like I can see things way above my head and behind my head. And it's very helpful because I have things up on very high shelves and I can't see them unless I were to get something and climb up. So I just basically let this larger part of me and let the collective know, and I say, okay, I need this, and I will be guided to put my hand up and write on something and pull it out, and it's always the right thing. So they're very helpful in that way, too, because they can see. They have an awareness that I don't have because I rely on my physical senses more to guide me in this physical or seemingly physical world. So there is a very practical benefit to learning and creating a relationship with your larger part and being able to receive from your larger part. But there's also the wonderful guidance in just throughout your day and in projects that you're doing or decisions that you're making. When you have this larger consciousness there with you and you're able to receive from it, and receiving from the larger consciousness is not so much in words, it's more in feelings, it's more in energy, it's a knowing. See, this is where the translation that I do when I bring through the collective. Right now I'm speaking blended with them. So I'm not speaking solely as me. I'm speaking blended with them, but I'm not speaking solely as them. When I channel the collective, they basically are the consciousness that is flowing through me and that you're hearing. And at that time when this is happening, I am not fully aware of what they're saying. I get to find out later. To me, it feels more like energy. And this is really how this larger part of Source communicates with all of us. It is an energetic feeling. And the more familiar you are with energy and the feeling of energy and how to interpret and translate energy into a knowing or into a guidance, the more you can use this wisdom. And this has been, we talk about the wisdom of the ancients. This has been happening throughout time by tuned in human beings and other beings. And it's a non-verbal, it's very hard to put it into words, because if you think about the origin of words, words are created for an experience that human beings have or something that they are seeing. So that's when a word is created. If there's an experience that human beings feel and don't know how to wrap up and narrow it into a finite, definite thing, they usually don't create a word that talks about it or that is it. They may have many words that they use to talk about this. And that's what this experience of interacting with, feeling and receiving the collective is like, and also for you. What the collective are letting me know is they really want to empower you to know and receive your larger part, because your larger part is right there. It's if you could imagine that, going back to this funnel analogy, on top of your head, if you're here, you are, and then on top of your head is this top of a funnel, this large part that just starts, it comes from the top of your head and it goes out in all directions and up from your head. And up in that space, there is a lot more consciousness available than the space that you think of as you, because it's large, it's vast, it's infinite. And that consciousness, though, is a part of you. So if you, this is what I'm getting from them now, if you, when you look at another person, instead of just seeing the other person as their body, as their being, as the energy fields around them, a lot of people see auras and energy fields around people, but instead of just seeing that as the person, if you were to imagine that each person now has this funnel that goes up large and it's huge and it goes up in, and continues out infinitely and taps into this large, vast energy that is everything. And another way of visualizing this is another analogy that the collective have given me, and that is the like a giant amoeba with finger-like projections all over it. So if you imagine that source and source consciousness, source energy is a giant amoeba. Now, an amoeba has a definitive shape. It's got borders around it and edges. Source consciousness does not. So we're just using that for this example, the fact that there's edges. And on this amoeba, there's like all these projections, little hair-like, finger-like projections. You are one of these projections. So is everybody else. Each person is a hair-like projection. Each planet is a hair-like projection. Each animal being, each tree being. So every being, every aspect that you see is a hair-like projection off of this large field that we call this large amoeba. I don't know why they chose an amoeba. Maybe because it doesn't have any one shape, it can be any shape. And this, you are not ever disconnected from this larger being. You are always an extension of it. So taking that now to the funnel visual, when you have the part of you that comes down and is you that you know, and then the part that is the vast part that comes up off of the, you know, above your crown and out and becomes infinitely wide, like this infinitely wide funnel, that is source there. That is what we are calling the amoeba.
Okay.
And or the large body of source consciousness. And each other being is also connected in the same way to source consciousness and is source consciousness. You never stop being source. You never stop being an extension of source. And that means all of the wisdom, all of the knowing, all of the brilliance, and the seeing, the all-seeing, the all-knowingness, the timelessness that source has, the ability to see forward, backward through time. We only think of it that way because we have adopted on our planet, this concept of linear time. Linear time is a concept. It doesn't really exist. It's just one that we have agreed to adapt. We can bring through this amazing knowledge at any time. The only thing that stops you from doing that is the fact that you believe more in your separate selfness. You believe in your the body of you. You believe in the being of you. And you don't see that it is not closed off, and it is an extension off of this larger consciousness. A lot of people hear that, and that feels right to them, but they don't know it through direct experience. They don't live each moment as if that's true. And what the collective and I would really love to do is to get you to the place where you know this is true so solidly. You are so grounded in this that you know as you move around through your life in this world, you are there's this larger connection that is moving right above your head, right with you. There is something much bigger, so big that you can't even conceive of how large it is. You just have to accept that it's big and it's vast. You are a very big and vast consciousness, and it's so interesting. I'm going to let the collective come in and speak for a bit because it'll be easier for them to just speak directly. Hold on. All right. Hi, everybody. We are the collective, and we are so thrilled to be here with you. We love speaking to you. And, yes, we love this description that Amy is giving. And we know that when you hear this description, it feels good, and we know that it resonates with you. And we also know that it's easy for you to look at your hand and your arm and conceive of its size and its shape and its dimension within energy. But it's not easy for you to conceive of this larger part of you because it's not something that exists within the dimension that you are living in. It does, but it's not with, you can't see it with your senses in the same way. Whereas you can see, touch, and physically move this body that you have, but this energy part of you, this field that is a part of you that extends out so big, that connects you into source, you don't see that in the same way. It's more of a feeling of it. The more that you practice experiencing it, the more that you allow yourself to know the feeling of it, the more you will be able to see it with other dimensional eyes. Now, this is what's so wonderful about portals, because portals are doorways between dimensions. And you may have heard, and you may know, some of you may have heard, some of you may know solidly, that you are a very multidimensional being. You are not, you do not exist in one dimension, and that means dimension up, down, sideways, in all directions of dimension. You are multidimensional. There are what many people call parallel selves, parallel dimensions. And what you refer to as your past self, your future self, are really parallel dimensional selves. And it's very interesting because we use the word parallel because that's a word that people have embraced, but there's nothing parallel about it. Parallel usually refers to two lines that would be equidistant from each other and never cross or come closer or further from each other. And when you're dealing with these dimensions, nothing could be further from the truth. Dimensions are not straight. They don't have straight edges. They're not defined in that way. So they really can't be parallel. As a matter of fact, they are very overlapping. if you were to put your hands out in front of you with your fingers extended and open, and then just slide the hands together where the fingers all fit in, without bending them, but fit in with each other, and you see that they're overlapping and they're in each other's space, that's more of a description, a more accurate description of dimensions and how they work. And now, if you think of portals as an opening within the energy, so a dimension is a different flavor of energy. And so that's why you're living in one particular flavor of energy, and that's the world that you live in. And that's what your awareness is aware of. And there are multiple flavors, an infinite number of flavors. So right next to you and all around you are other flavors of energy. And those flavors, they might come into and overlap with your flavor, but they don't mix. So each flavor stays pretty pure. So this is how you can have the experience of your world and your dimension, and you can live within this world of physicality, within this world of creating into form, because it is a dimensional energy that is it's itself. We, for lack of a better word, it is not, it doesn't get diluted by other dimensions. And how interesting to think that right here in what you consider the air or the space next to you is an infinite number of other dimensions. And right here are other aspects of consciousness. Maybe you want to call them other beings. And they're right here living with you. Now, many people have had the experience of what's known as, you could call a vortex or a portal of energy. Maybe portal's not the word used, but within their home or their environment, they might have little energy openings and other forms of energy, maybe even other forms of consciousness. People usually feel this when the energies are not feeling so good. So they refer to this as negative energies, negative entities within their space. And so you might have a place in your home where every time you put a plant there, it dies. Or every time you walk around or near there, you have a funny feeling or it just doesn't feel good. Or it might feel colder. The temperature might feel colder or different in that area. This is an example of a type of portal between the two dimensions. It's a little doorway. It's where the energy, if we want to call it boundary, is thinner. And so you can actually experience energy from that other dimension. You can feel it. You're not sure what you're feeling, but you can feel something's different. And this energy consciousness from that dimension can come and affect your dimension. In some rare cases, it's not that common. That consciousness can actually, those beings, if you want to refer to them as beings, all is consciousness, so we'll make a distinction there, can come into your dimension and do things, like they move things, mess things up, so to speak. On some cases, make things better. But that's usually not common because there always remains a distinction between the different dimensions. Each dimension has a tremendous amount of value, and it is an experiential opportunity. Now, we're going to take this a little bit further, too. We think that you can get this part. So we're talking about all these dimensions, and we are feeling Amy as we're speaking this because she is so visual. So in her mind, she's like seeing all of these things, and she's like got these like slices going on. And it's so interesting how everything translates to her as an image, more than words. She is very, very big on images, and we have to laugh sometimes at the images that she creates or that she receives from what we are trying to share and convey. So we're hoping that you are able to let go of words to try and understand what we're trying to convey here and allow yourself to feel the energy, feel the knowing. And if you are a visual person, see something. You will be informed by your own beingness, your own mind as to what you see, and it will be unique to you. It's better to do that than to try to understand the words, because words are so limiting. Words are created to describe a particular experience, situation, or thing at a particular time, and then they're reused over and over. And often they're used in a way that doesn't even connect that much with the original birthing creation of the words. They become part of the so-called vernacular. So when you're communicating or receiving or thinking with words alone, you can have very confusing information coming through and very confusing guidance, because you're translating to words. And the accuracy of words when you're dealing with energy and energy movement and energy expression is pretty low. So we encourage you to feel what we're saying, whether you understand or have a comprehension within the words, that's not so important. We want you to feel it. So we're talking here about this vast consciousness of source, this that source is. And we mentioned and said that you are source, and you are this what you experience as you is like a bottom part of a funnel. Why Amy likes that description and why we used that for hers, she can visualize, she can see a funnel. It's something that she's familiar with. And we're sure that most of you listening are familiar with a funnel too. It's a very common item that people use for different things. Use it to pour liquid from one thing into another, from like a wider mouth container into a thinner, smaller mouth container. That's why you use a funnel. So there are a lot of funnels around. And we are sure that within your life you have experienced a funnel and dealing with a funnel or seeing a funnel. So the next aspect of this larger understanding of consciousness and who you are and dimensions that we want to share with you is that there is only one consciousness. So it's very common, and a lot of people say that, oh, everything is one, all is one. And people say that they understand to some degree there is oneness and everything is one, but they don't understand that it's an absolute truth, that there is only one. They don't live like that. They live like there's a connection between the aspect that I am and the aspect that you are. We are one. And they don't live as if that aspect over there, that other person, is you. Not you seeing them, not you experiencing them, not them reflecting you back to you as them, but it's just you. And it's all just you. And that's what's so interesting about the whole thing. Everything is just you. Even things that you look at that seem very far away and out there, like stars and the solar system, and it's you. It's all you. And you, because of this magic of dimensions and the distinction between dimensions, that distinction allows you to have a narrow experience, a more defined experience of just what you consider and normally think of in your moment-by-moment existence as you, the identity that is you, the person that is you, the energy that is you. That and this is why it exists. Source is one huge consciousness. If you are, we're going to put this in a way that you can understand. Suppose you are the only being on the earth, the only one. There's only you. And, well, yes, there may be tree beings and things like that. We'll allow for some tree beings. So that makes it different than Source's experience. So here you are. You are on an earth being, and there are other tree beings around. But you are the only conscious being that is an animal, fish, or anything like that. So you are just you. And all you know is you. Well, you're going to reach a point where you're going to get bored and you're going to crave some other exciting things happening in your experience. You're going to want something beyond what you've experienced. So this is what has happened with Source. Source is a one consciousness, this one giant being. We refer to it as an amoeba, only so you can get a concept of Source as a conscious being and not just a vast energy. When we create the understanding of Source as a being, then people can grasp that Source is a conscious being and it's not just an energy field that is out there. So Source was all by itself. Source still is all by itself because you are Source. But we won't confuse you with that right now. So what Source did, because Source is all powerful, Source is everything, is Source decided that it was going to create distinct aspects of itself that didn't know that they were Source for some fun and excitement. So Source extended its energy, its consciousness, into all of these various dimensions and into all of these various what you would refer to as individual aspects of Source, or you, or a tree, or an animal. And each one sees itself as a distinct individual. Now, what's so magical is each aspect of Source is unique. Source did not duplicate anything. There's no point, because Source wanted the most diverse experience, the most diverse input, the most interesting input coming back into, wants to receive it. So each created extension of Source is like a little, it's like a fingerprint, you could say, or a nerve ending. A nerve ending is a better description for you. A nerve ending that is receiving information and beaming it back to Source. And Source is experiencing all of it with you. Source is there with you. Now, we hate to speak about Source and say those words, because then it separates. It makes a distinction between you and Source when there's really no distinction. And this is what we want you to feel. We want you to really feel that even though you see yourself as you, you've been identified by others as you with a name and with a history and with a life and all that good stuff, you are Source. You are you, but you're not you. You are this large consciousness. And you are a nerve ending of this large consciousness. But Source never just cuts off any aspect of itself. So Source, even though you're a nerve ending reaching out of this large consciousness, an extension, you don't get limited in your knowing. You don't get limited in your ability to access all of the everywhereness, the timelessness, the knowingness, the creative power of Source. You have all of that. But in order to make your experience more interesting, Source has chosen to focus your, we would say, sensory knowing, your moment-by-moment knowing and moving about within the energy fields and dimensions that you are in, to only that, only that. And to make it even more interesting, Source has chosen to have you experience the nerve ending, so to speak, the extension of it, of Source, that you are, as separate from the extension of Source that is right there next to you, or the extensions of Source that are all over. When really, the energy that flows into you is the same energy that flows into them, and the consciousness that flows into you is the same consciousness that flows into them. And they're really not separate from you, because remember our analogy, if you would speak, or call it, as the funnel, and you are the narrow part of the funnel, and then it goes up and gets wider. Well, everybody and everything is like this. In that part that goes up and gets wider, that is, it connects to, it goes right back to Source. So this is why the having the amoeba analogy or amoeba image concept is helpful, because if we could attach the funnel to this giant, huge amoeba, so huge you can't even imagine how big it is, you can see that this amoeba now has all of these funnels stuck onto it. And the funnels, if you encountered an animal like this or a species like this on your planet, you wouldn't say, oh, every funnel is a distinct individual and being. No, you would look at the whole animal and with all of its funnels as one, which is true. It is one. And this is what we want to impress upon you, is that you are Source, an aspect of, an extension of it. You are a funnel off of Source. You don't get cut off from, so you don't get chopped off and sent down to the earth. That doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, there's no down to the earth. The earth is also an extension, one of these funnel-like extensions off of Source. So it's very complex when you try to understand it with your rational human thinking mind and understand all of these concepts through that lens, because your rational human thinking mind was created to allow you to experience the dimension that you're in as a separate dimension, to allow you to experience yourself as a separate whole entity, an individual, and experience someone next to you, another aspect of Source, as a separate whole individual, for the excitement of it, to make it interesting, to make it fun. Source, remember, your Source. Source enjoys all of this going on. Now, Source, you have the ability to experience. It's so hard to use these words. We are feeling all this energy and trying to convey the energy feeling to you with these words. So we're doing our best. We're going to take you into some portals in a bit. We're going to explain to you about things, about portals, and why we call this year the year of the portal. It's
let's
very fascinating.
Let's get, thank you so much for that, that background and that enlightenment. Let's get Amy back for a moment.
Okay.
Amy?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, they like to go, they go way up and out.
Okay. It's like, and I didn't want to interrupt it because it's such amazing information coming through, and I know that it's what's meant to be here. But I also wanted to get back to the portals a little bit.
Yes.
Because I know that's what a lot of people on the line are really wanting to hear about. And
right.
you know, let's start with some things. Like, can you tell us, you did mention that portals are doorways to other dimensions, but I think the question has to arise, you know, there's a lot of questions. So let's see how we can go here. One question that comes up immediately is, why do they exist?
That is a very good question. How I interpret their existence is to remind us, to allow us to know that we aren't just here within this dimension, that there is an other dimensional self, this larger multiple dimensional self to us, and allow us to experience it. Again, it's interesting, it's fun, it adds excitement. So we've been living, human beings have been living in this dimension that we're in for a while. And we're pretty good at navigating it and moving around. So now, let's make it more interesting. Let's have human beings be more sensitive to these other dimensions, be able to tap into moving through and into other dimensions and bringing so-called information and energy back into this dimension and play with it there. So it seems like a natural evolution that when at first, human beings, we were created and we came and we were experiencing this dimension. It was all new. And so we developed and expressed ourselves within our dimension and expanded. And we're pretty good at moving around, navigating, creating inventions and doing things to work with our dimension. So Source, which is what we are, says, okay, let's do something more exciting. Let's bring more into it. Let's add more and make it more interesting and fun. So therefore, portals, which were always here, come into our experience and awareness.
Mm.
This is
so
the best
we
way
have,
I can understand it.
Yeah, and I, you know, as you speak in, questions come to me to kind of keep the flow here. So, you know, not everyone's aware of portals. You have to have a certain level of awareness and consciousness to be aware of portals. And you can either hear about them or you can become aware of them. And so
You can feel them. Just about everybody
yeah.
can feel them. You
okay.
might not know what you're feeling, but if mm-hmm. you know what to look for, you're going to realize that you've felt portals before. And this year, 2019, is bringing an abundance of what's called personal portals. That's what the collective are calling them. And these are portals that just open up right around you at any point in time. And you can use that opening to access, it's almost like another dimension of information, another dimension of knowledge in any moment. And you can also send intentions into and through that portal to give another dimension or almost like a boost to creating and bringing things into form in this dimension. So it's very
okay.
interesting. Very interesting,
yeah.
the personal portal idea.
Very. So let's dive into that subject a little bit, because I know the community, everyone on the phone is saying, okay, so how do I prepare myself to be able to avail myself of the support or of the energy? You know, if it's energy that is benefic, you know, beneficial energy, how do I avail myself of that energy? So how do I prepare myself? All the things I can do to prepare myself to recognize these personal portals when they appear, and then B, and I always don't like to use the word take advantage of, but, you know, I think we understand what I'm trying to say here.
Right.
How do we, you know.
Another way of saying it is enhance your experience.
How do I use these to
enhance my experience?
Exactly.
So, yes. So, all right. So let me let the collective explain this, because they will be a little better at it than me. All right. All right, so we are going to explain portals. How you become more sensitive to portals is to be more aware in the moment. To be portals occur in the present moment. Most human beings do not live in the present moment. Most human beings live in the future or the past. And even when you think that you're not living in the future, you're living in the future. We'll give a very easy example. If you have to go somewhere, suppose you have an appointment to go to, or you're going out, or you're going to a job, or whatever, you are in your home, and you know that you've got to go outside, and you've got to get into your car, and you've got to drive there. As you are walking across the room in your home to get to the door, you aren't there. Your mind, your energy, your consciousness is either already in the car on the road, or it's already at the end destination. And you're already looking at what's going to happen, or you think it's going to happen, or you're visualizing or feeling what's happening, what to expect. So all of that has you not where you are. It doesn't have you in your body. Most human beings do not live in their body. Their energy is way out ahead of their body. So the very first thing you must do to experience portals and become aware of them all around you is you got to get into your body. So that means getting back into the present moment. So a very easy way to do this is to just close your eyes for a moment and focus on your breathing and feel, not just think about breathing, but to literally become the breath moving into your body and then back out. Feel the breath. Feel the movement. Feel the expansion of your body. Feel the ribs expand, the diaphragm go down. Feel all of this subtle movement. The more movement and more with what's happening within your body in that moment you can feel, the more in the present moment you are, the more in your body you are. Another thing that's very helpful is something that is known as walking meditation. Walking meditation is a very minute perception. Minute might not be the correct term, but it's a perception of every minute happening within the act of walking. So you slow the walking down. And when you lift a leg to go step forward, you focus on the heel, then the feeling of the heel touching the ground. And then as the foot starts to roll forward, you do this very slowly so your consciousness can be with every single nerve ending and movement and each muscle contracting and firing. And when you're doing that and you have that level of perception and attention, you are in the present moment. That is what you're doing in the present moment. That's where your body is, and it's where your consciousness 100% is. So as a human being, you need to be aware that your tendency is to not be in the present moment. It's very interesting to us because we look at human beings and they're all way over there or out there or ahead of themselves. So here you have all of these human beings living on a planet and they're not with their bodies. So it leads to a lot of, we could say, interesting experiences. And to experience the opportunity that portals have and bring you, you've got to get back into your body and the present moment. So develop a practice or a time, like set aside some time every day to bring yourself back 100% into your body. Become aware where you are, where your consciousness is, and develop something that will bring you back. Now, for some people, sitting meditation works for them. For other people, doing something like this walking meditation works for them. For others, just sitting or standing still and touching different parts of their body, closing your eyes and just touching. Because wherever you touch on your body, your awareness is going to go. Your consciousness and awareness will flow. So just touching and experiencing the energy within that part of your body. Again, it brings you back into your body and into the present moment. When you're in your body, when you're in the present moment, you can become aware of subtle energy fluctuations happening around you and near you. It's as if here you are, your form, your being, and you're in this space, you're in your body where you are, and all of a sudden you can sense that there's something off, maybe to your right or to your left. There's just a difference in the energy. It feels different. And we always like to have you, when you become practiced in sensing this, you don't have to have your eyes closed. In the beginning, we always recommend having your eyes closed, and that is because the sensory input coming in through your eyes is so loud, we could say, so it's so dominant, it so dominates you that it's very hard to feel or see other input that is right there. So when you close your eyes, it cuts off the sensory input from the eyes, and you can tune into other subtle awarenesses. We want everyone to do that right now. We want you to just close your eyes, and we're going to use the touching method of coming into your body and getting your mind, letting go of the talk of your mind and the wandering off into other times, places, and thoughts. So if you are touch one of your knees, just put your whole flat hand on it. Don't touch with a finger. Put your whole palm of your hand on it. And become aware of that area under your hand. You will naturally focus on it when you touch an area. And notice how your consciousness has now flowed to that area. You can feel it. It feels warm. You can feel the added warmth of your hand adding to the warmth of your knee. And you can feel the pressure of the two areas coming together. We just want you to feel that, focus on that. Now we want you to move your hand and touch the other knee. Let's touch like a little bit above the knee so it's a different experience. And again, notice how your awareness goes to underneath the hand and the palm, and you'll feel the warmth there on your leg, on your thigh, underneath your hand. It's an additional warmth. Now, touch the outside of the opposite shoulder. So take that hand and then touch the side outside of the opposite shoulder. And again, you're going to notice that your awareness is pulled right to that location. Yes, you can try really hard and think about something else, but you are going to, with your eyes closed and doing this now, the majority of your awareness and the tendency for your awareness to go will be to where you are touching, underneath that area. And so now let's touch the top of your head. That's a more interesting feeling because that is an opening. That is a portal, a chakra opening. So when you touch the top of your head, you not only can feel the pressure of the hand on the head, it almost also feels like an energetic change within you. So now pick any other place on your body form to touch. And just put your hand there flat. And as you do, just notice how your awareness and your focus goes right there. This is an excellent and very easy way that can be done anytime without a whole bunch of effort to bring you back into your body here and now, back into this present moment, and to get you out of the future. So if you're starting your day and you're already out the door, down the road, in your car, as you're walking across a room in your home, stop for a moment and just touch a part of your body and let your awareness flow there. and it grounds you in your body. It centers you in this moment and within your body. Mm-hmm. Now, as you are centered here in your body, you can extend your awareness out. While you're doing this, we would recommend that you keep your hand on some part of your body as an anchor, just to keep your present, your awareness in this moment. Now, if you could imagine that your awareness can spread out like a, when you throw a rock into a pond and it spreads out like ripples, it makes the ripples in the pond, which spread wider and wider. So let's imagine that your awareness does the same thing. So take your awareness and just allow it to go to the space around you, like in a circle around you. And imagine that that circle is spreading wider and wider. So allow your awareness to ride the ripples of this spreading circle and to get larger. And as it gets larger, of course, it brings more into it, the same way as the ripples on the pond from the stone spread out. They can hold and contain more water within the circle of the ripples than they did at first. So as you, being anchored here within your body in the present moment, allow your awareness to expand with this energy, this rippling energy around you, see if you can become aware of a difference, of a variation in the field, in the circular field of your energy around you. And if you don't, keep letting yourself expand it wider and wider. Because there are a lot of personal portals that are present this year. We call them personal portals because they open up very much in your personal space. And when you are sensitive enough to be tuned to them, you can use that opening, that doorway into some other dimensional energy and enhance your experience here, enhance what you're doing, and you can also use it to spread, to make what you're doing to spread into a larger area. We don't know if we said that correctly, but we hope you know what we are communicating. So as you're here and feeling the energy subtle differences, if you have discovered that you feel something different in your energy field over in a certain area, allow your consciousness to go there and explore it. Don't decide what it is. Just go and explore it. Go with a curious mind. What is this? What does this feel like? Am I sensing a different type of energy flowing through here? Does it feel almost like it is an opening into a different vibration, into a different density of energy? What does it feel like to me? Does it feel cool? Does it feel warm? Does it feel loving? Does it feel intelligent? Does it feel giving? Does it feel taking? So just ask questions without allowing yourself to get really sucked into the mental chatter. Don't try to draw conclusions about this energetic difference. Just allow yourself to experience it. Be like a curious child. When a child sees or encounters something they don't know or they've never seen before, one of the first things they do is they try to experience it with their senses. They put it in their mouth, they touch it, they try to sit on it. They do all sorts of things with it to try and interact with it because they want to understand it. They want to know it better. So allow yourself to do that. Be curious and allow yourself to interact and play with it. Okay, what does it feel like? What does it have to smell? Does it have a feeling? Can I touch it? If I were to reach my hand out into this area where I feel the energy is different, does my hand feel something different? Does it feel less dense? Does it feel more dense? Can I feel something? And so just explore in this way. What these personal portals, when you feel a different energy like that, it is a portal. It's a portal to a different dimension. It's an opening. You can consider a portal, another way of saying portal, an opening, a thinning within the skin of the dimensions, so that they can interact. That dimension, that other dimension, is now extending into your dimension some, or your dimension is extending into that dimension some. And if you imagine that energy extension like a finger, like a gelatinous finger of energy extending, you could see, okay, I could see that would be like a portal extending in, extending out. So these little portals bring an ability, an added ability within the moment for you to receive and for you to send. So you can do both with a portal. Sometimes you really sense that a portal is a receiving portal, that this portal is sending you something, that it's a receiving. So then if that is what you sense, then just be quiet in the moment. And just allow yourself to breathe in. Sometimes it's very helpful to just take a breath. And take a breath. Imagine that you're breathing from your solar plexus. And allow yourself to feel the energy from this portal coming, beaming right into your solar plexus and filling your body form. So just breathe it in. And allow yourself to feel it. Now, if you're sensing that this portal is an opportunity for you to send or to project or to transmit an idea, a want, an intention, or even an idea or concept that you want to get out into the world more. When we say world, we're talking about you into your dimensional world more. And that's what you're feeling. This is a sending portal. Then take a moment. Still your mind again and focus on what it is that you want to transmit, what it is that you want to send. Suppose it is an invention, a creation that is not yet created in your world that you want to see created. So send this, the concept of this, send your vision of this, your envisioning of this into the portal. And as you do this, imagine and feel the energy, the vision flowing from, often people think that visioning happens in the mind. It really doesn't, but we'll go with that. And so imagine this energy coming from your head, from your third eye, and flowing out into this portal, like a tangible stream of energy. And just feel it, and a way to enhance it is to exhale. So exhale, and as you exhale, feel the energy streaming from you into this portal and send it off into the portal with love, always with love. When you interact with a portal, it is always, always important that you do so for your highest and best good, whether you're sending or you're receiving. You're dealing with a different dimensional energy, and that other dimensional energy can wreak havoc, so to speak. We don't really like that term, but we don't know of another one right now. Act in a wild way in your dimension. So you want to, it doesn't mean harm, it's just a different type of energy movement. And so when it comes into your structured dimensional energy movement, it can mess things up a bit. We say mess up meaning only it's like if you had a pile of blocks you made all nice and orderly, and then all of a sudden someone comes in and kicks them over. That type of messing up. So we don't want you to take it any more seriously than that. So when you say and you add any communication, whether it's from you out into a portal or that you're receiving inward from a portal, be in your highest and best good. You are asking that energy to be respectful of the dimensional structure of your dimension and not mess it up. To do so, to give you its wisdom, to share with you, to interact with you, or to receive from you without messing up your blocks, so to speak. So that's what that means, and it is important that you do that, because otherwise you might just have a lot of messes that you're cleaning up, straightening up from other dimensional experiences that you've been having. So that's not necessary to have to do. No one likes to clean things up. So let's avoid making the messes to begin with. So what we'd like to do is, with your permission, we want to bounce this off you, Ian. We would like to take people into the experience of a portal. This won't be a personal portal. This will be a portal that everyone can experience. And bring people in and let them meet and see the portal beings. There are portal beings that exist that act as guardians of the openings, so to speak. They don't live in either dimension on either side. They actually, their domain is within the portal. And they're very interesting beings. They're very loving. And they don't have a shape. They're like shapeshifters. In the portal, everything shifts shape. So it's very interesting, and what's even very cool is that you can have an ally with these portal beings. You can ally yourself with them. They can become your buddies. They can help facilitate communication through a portal. They can help you receive through a portal or any portal. And so it's a fun thing to do, and it's always... When you receive from a portal, it can be a very empowering experience, and it can add a whole other dimension to everything that you're doing. And we mean that quite literally, because it is another dimension. So it's a very enriching and expansive experience to interact with portals. Most people are afraid of portals to some degree, which is a...
Yeah, take us through.
Yeah.
Take us through.
And what we'd like to do afterward... is we'd like to then take some questions, because we feel there's going to be a lot of questions not only that people have in general, but that they have about the experience. So that's why we're going to do that. Now, we do tend to be long-winded, so we're going to ask you, Ian, to limit our trip, okay? We want you, since we're not really aware of time, we want you to limit the time duration of our journey. And so we want you to remind us when we're getting to 10 minutes. So we don't want you to just abruptly end the experience, but we want you to gently remind us or point out that we're getting to the 10-minute mark so that we can bring the experience to a conclusion and wrap it up in an empowering way. Will you be able to do that?
Sounds wonderful. So everyone, before Amy takes us on this journey, if you'd like to ask Amy a question, *2 to raise your hand. I know that a lot of you have been waiting for Q&A time. We're certainly going to get there. So we'll get to Q&A in about 10 minutes. So *2 to raise your hand, and you'll have the opportunity to ask Amy a question online. Or if you're on the webinar page, just go ahead and put your question in the question box. So thank you so much, everyone, for hanging on. We'll get to that very, very shortly. Thank you. All right,
yes.
Amy, all yours.
Okay, great. All right. What we want everyone to do is we want you to, one, close your eyes. We want you to feel relaxation throughout your body. We're going to take you through a quick relaxation technique. We want you to focus your awareness down on the bottom of your toes. And we want you to feel your toes as you focus your awareness on your toes. We want you to notice and feel them relaxing. They're relaxing, getting soft, 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 and just relaxing under your awareness. Now, bring your awareness, just flow it up your feet and around your ankles, and notice that as you do, all the bones and muscles in your feet just relax. All the tension goes away, relaxes. Now bring your awareness, just slowly sweep it up your legs, sweep it up your lower shins and your calves, all the way up to your knee. Wrap your awareness around your knee. And as you do, notice that all the muscles and ligaments and bones in your calves and shins and also in your knee joints have just relaxed. Relax, relax, relax. All the tension is gone. Now sweep your awareness up your upper leg, up your thighs, the front and back large muscles, and allow yourself to notice it as you just, and sweep it like a slow moving, like a, it's about the speed of a molasses, we would say, flowing up your leg. So as it flows up your leg, your awareness, notice that everything just relaxes, relaxes. Like your awareness is magical. Everywhere you flow it, everything relaxes underneath it. Now bring your awareness up through your hip joints and notice all the tension within your hip joints and your lower back just goes away. All any tightness or tension just relaxes and the muscles become soft. Any discomfort is gone. Bring your awareness, continue to flow it up your back and flow it now up your front simultaneously. Up your whole trunk, all of your trunk. Feel this awareness flowing through every organ. Feel your organs relax, relax, and everything's getting soft. You might feel your body kind of slump a little in the chair if you're sitting or if you're lying. Relax deeper into the whatever it is that you're lying upon. Now continue to flow that awareness up top of your shoulders and up your neck and down also simultaneously into your arms and to the fingertips. And as your awareness flows down your arms just get soft and just sink into wherever they're lying on. Everything relaxes. And as the awareness flows up the back of the neck, tension goes out and the muscles become soft and just relaxed and pliable. And you can feel this in the tension around your throat area, in your jaw, and the jaw muscles just goes. It relaxes, and everything gets soft. Soft, soft, soft. And the tension in your face muscles and in your forehead and around your eyes, it just melts away. As you bring your awareness to these areas, just allow yourself to feel that tension just leaving. It just melts and gets soft. And all of your scalp muscles, soft, 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 soft. So now that we are here at your head, bring your awareness to the top of your head and above the top of your head. And as you bring your awareness to above the space at the top of your head, we want you to notice a beautiful geometric form. This form can take any form that you want to imagine it as holding. It is made of light. It is a brilliant, brilliant white light form. And it is above your head. It is probably about 6 inches or so, the bottom of it above your head. And it is quite big. And it is gently spinning. Turning. We would say turning. When we say spinning, you think it's moving too quickly. So we say just gently turning, revolving. Revolving is a good word. So as you bring your awareness up into, we want your awareness to flow into this geometric form, this beautiful light-filled geometric form. And notice how bright it is, and notice that its light radiates outward in all directions. And as you notice yourself within, we want you to be within the center of this form with your awareness. So you're no longer aware of your body form, being in your body form. You're aware of being in this geometry, beautiful light geometry above your head. Now, as your awareness and consciousness is in this geometry, we want you to notice what it feels like to be in this form, this light form, gently revolving, radiating out your beautiful light self in all directions for quite a distance. And as you radiate around and you beam your light self outward, your consciousness, this is your consciousness now, the consciousness of you as the geometric form, we want you to look into the field of where you are beaming. And we want you to notice that there is a what we would call an aberration or a change within the energy. So we want you to focus your attention on any change within the energy that you perceive. If you do not perceive a change, that's okay, because we're going to go closer to this area so you will perceive something. So now we want you to pick any direction. If you have perceived something, go in that direction. Flow your awareness in that direction. And if you have perceived something, go toward that thing. If you have not perceived something, just flow your awareness in any direction that you choose. Stay with the one direction. Now we're going to say stop and be where you are. Now imagine yourself, you are there, your awareness within the light. We want you to imagine you are taking a finger, your energy finger, and you are extending your arm outward and you're pointing your finger out into this time, space, energy field, this continuum of energy. And as you point your finger out and poke at it, there is an opening. It opens where you touch. It's thinner there. It opens. And as this opens, it begins to become larger. And the opening becomes larger, and you can see that there is now a thinner area, and there's an opening that you can pass into. So we want you to now imagine taking your energy body and stepping forward into this thinner area of energy. Just step into it so that now you are in the area that you feel is a different dimension of energy, a different frequency of energy. And bring all of your body into this area. And just be present there. And notice how it feels. You may feel a different temperature. You may feel the air or the energy moving in a different way. You may feel it upon your energy skin. You might see or be aware of light fluctuating or moving in a different way. Whatever you're being aware of, or you may not be aware of anything, but we just want you to be here in this energy opening. Now we want you to bring your awareness to looking, and we want you to look. Imagine you're looking with your energy eyes, and you look to your left and all around you, kind of scan the field all around you and see what you notice. And you may notice some movements within the energy. You may notice some fluctuations. Look to see if you notice that the energy is changing or moving. And we want you to now communicate outward an energy hello. Just feel the energy of hello communicating outward from you, from this light that you are. And as you communicate this hello, notice that there seems to be some movement in response, and there may even be a hello that you feel back. Now, we want you to communicate, to reach out in energetic communication again, and communicate that you are here for the highest and best good of all. And see what happens. You may notice that this energy now starts to take form. And it becomes a defined form or forms that you can see. And they seem to move. And they may even begin to approach you. They seem to be curious about you. These forms, these forms of energy. And you also feel that there's a lot of love coming from them. They seem to be very grateful and excited that you are present. So allow yourself to feel this energy. And share your love with them and receive love back from them. These are what we call the portal beings. They're not beings in the traditional sense you think of beings, because they do not have a fixed form. They are an energetic being that shifts shape. At any moment, they can assume all different shapes. And if you watch them, you'll notice that their shape seems to be amorphous, and the energy color that they hold can change and fluctuate, too. So we are hearing a tone, so we are thinking this is probably our 10-minute reminder. So we're going to wrap up. So what we want to do is we want to have you now absorb all that you can from this being in this space with these portal beings and inside this energy portal, this different energy. Now, you're not in the different dimension on the other side. You're actually in the portal itself. We're not going to take you into the other dimension at this moment. That's a more drastic energy change. So we just want you to get used to being in the portal. Ask to receive right now. Send the energetic question and request out. May I please receive all that is in which is in my highest and best good now from this loving energy portal and these magnificent portal beings. And then be silent for a moment. Breathe in and allow yourself to receive. You may feel a wonderful warmth that you're receiving. You might feel very good. You might feel expanded and very loving. Allow yourself to receive. Now we want you, after you've received, to imagine that you are now stepping backward. You're stepping back out of this alternate energy, this other energy, and feel yourself coming back into the more familiar energy and the energy dimension and density that you are considering your home, that you are in normally. You may say goodbye to the portal beings. You may thank them. And as you feel yourself coming back into your dimension, bring your awareness back into your own body form. So now flow your awareness from that geometric light form above your head. Allow it to come flowing right back into your crown, flowing back into your body, filling out every space within your body and inhabiting every corner of your body form. Flow that awareness down through every organ, every muscle, every ligament. Flow it all the way down your legs, all the way down to the tippy-tippy toes until you are fully back present in your body form, grounded in your body form, centered. Place one hand on your solar plexus. Feel yourself here, present, within your body, grounded. We're going to count from 1 to 5. When we reach 5, you're going to be awake, open your eyes, in your space, here, now. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, awake, open your eyes, present, back in your space. Welcome back.
Thank you. Beautiful.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So now we would like to take questions from everybody. We'd like, if anyone has a question about that experience, ask that. If you want to know more about that experience, ask that. Anything that you want to ask, ask.
All right, we're going to go to New York City. It's going to be 1262, the last 4 digits of your phone number, 1262. You're on live with Amy.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Irene. Thank you so much for the exercise. It was fascinating. I could actually
you're welcome.
See this.
You're
could
welcome.
See this mess. Thank you. I could see this mass forming on the one of the armchairs, and then it moved out, and it changed color, and it was just a mess. You know, it didn't have a form or anything else, but I knew it
right.
Came from another dimension.
Right. Could you feel any? Could you feel love from it, or something like that? Felt like some kind of expression of itself?
It was a curiosity more than anything else.
Okay.
Which I thought actually gave it a sense of individuality.
Yes. So that sounds like it was a really wonderful, fascinating experience that you had.
It was, and it happened in a split second. I am more amazed by that than anything else. But I realized that everything that is happening to us is in a split second. We just don't always become aware of it.
Exactly.
And I feel very multidimensional, and I feel like I am in different dimensions at the same time. And on the other hand, I pick up the energy shift and the confusion with the new concepts that people just don't fully understand. And I keep floating in and out of dimensions. It's almost like I can't deal with the current life because it's disappearing as I'm living it.
Well, it's not so much it's disappearing, it's getting confusing, like you're saying, because there's so much input. And
you know, I'm very logical, and the confusion is unbelievable on every level.
Okay, so what we want you to do when you feel confused is we want you to come back to being present in your body where you are. So use that touching your body technique, because that doesn't take any thought. You don't have to concentrate like breathing. Just touch your body, flow your awareness under your hand. Touch with a flat, open hand, flow your awareness.
Yep.
Well, it normally will flow right to under your palm. Allow yourself to do that. Be present and just touch various places. And just practice that until you become back grounded, feeling present in your body, grounded here in this dimension. And the more you can be grounded here, the more you can have these experiences of your multidimensionality and of these other dimensions without the confusion. The confusion is that which we were trying to explain as messing things up, like knocking your blocks down. That's the confusion. So you don't have to have that. You can have your blocks be fine. So always remember, when you're dealing with this, you feel the multidimensionality, you feel other dimensions, or you're wanting to explore them, always, always, always in my highest and best good.
Yeah, wanted to ask. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask you a quick question. Last night when I was preparing to go to bed, I suddenly, all the rooms that I was passing through, they had all these papers all over the place. That's what it was like a different dimensional view, and all the papers had handwritings on them that I saw very specifically, but I couldn't see it well enough to actually read any of it. But everywhere I went, it was just the straight level of dimension. Seeing this, and I don't know if that has any significance, but that's the first time and probably the last time I have seen it.
Well, we're going to give you this just to hold as a possibility. Why this was confusing or you couldn't read it is you were trying to look at something coming from another dimension through your senses and skills that you use to navigate your home dimension.
It doesn't translate
in that way.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So when something like this happens, just be present. Be present with it and ask to receive that which is there in your highest and best good, and then just allow yourself to be present. That's it. And see what you get. And if you understand,
that's
wonderful. If you don't, wonderful. And if it's a feeling, even better. Most communication, we're going to say this, in most communication, in dimensions other than the one that you are currently living in, and even in the one that you're currently living in, though it's not acknowledged so much, does not happen with words. It happens with feelings. It happens with energy. So people talk about things like even like thought, telepathic. Telepathy is not really a transmission of words. It's a transmission of feeling, of a knowing, of an energy. And then that's interpreted by the receiver.
So everything is heart-based, basically.
Yeah.
Are you speaking
Irene and Amy, thank you so much for the time here. I've got to move on to the next caller.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Thank you, Irene. Okay, no problem. Much love. Much love. We just want to make sure that we're getting to as many as we can here. Okay. Let's go to Bonnie from Fond du Lac. Bonnie 9306. You're on live with Amy.
Hi, this is Linda. It always comes up
Linda.
Bonnie. I don't know why that is. That's okay.
I should make a mental note. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Linda.
This is delightful. I'm enjoying this very much. Or the collective,
great,
whoever I'm talking to. I have a question. What's the difference then between a stargate and a portal?
That's an excellent question. Okay, a stargate is a portal. A stargate is a term that is used to describe a portal that connects two different star worlds. The dimensional difference, there's also another word called wormhole that also is another type of portal. So the stargate connects two different star dimensions, if we could call it that. There's dimensions that are just so slightly different than the dimension that you're in, and then there's dimensions that are vastly different, that so vastly different that you could say that they come from a different star system or collection of energy. So that is really what a stargate is. It is a portal, and it also can act as a transport portal. A transport portal is a portal that you can go into, step into, and literally be transported through a series of dimensions to a dimension that is very different from your home dimension, almost like you're feeling that you're transported to a different world. So that's kind of what we would, how we would describe a stargate, but it is a portal.
So it's a matter of frequency and vibration then? The difference would be quite a bit?
Yes, that's a good way of looking at it. Yes, all portals vibrate at a particular frequency. So,
okay.
And the degree to which they act like a transport, bringing, you know, where so that you can receive through it or send through it,
okay,
is correlated with their frequency. So, yes, a stargate does vibrate at a higher, faster frequency than another portal. There can be a portal that you can become aware of and access and receive from that could actually be vibrating slower than your home frequency. So there's no limit. There's no restriction on the frequencies that portals can have. There's many different types of portals. There's many different portals have many different purposes. Most portals are not transport portals. They're portals to just allow communication, to allow receiving and sending. And then there's also portals that allow you to enhance sending within your own dimension. So,
oh, that's the one I need to access.
Yeah, it's as if it enlarges your intentional send.
Okay. Like if you're sending healing to someone, you'd want,
yes,
to go through that portal in order to,
yes,
send them healing energy, a love. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And how and a good way to access that type of portal is to literally to close your eyes, to literally feel yourself moving through that portal to the location of the person that you are healing, sending this energy to. So you feel yourself being transported right there. So that's a good way to access and use those types of portals. And you can communicate a request to a portal. Remember, you just always ask that it be in your highest and best good. If you're doing healing, working with someone else like that, then you ask, not only is your request in your highest and best good, but in the highest and best good of the person that you are doing the healing for, that you are channeling the energy healing for.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Okay. Love to you.
Love to you, too. Thank you, Amy.
Bye now.
You're welcome, Linda.
Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Beverly Hills, California, 3633, the last four digits of your phone number. Beverly Hills.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
What is your name?
My name is Bonnie.
Oh, you're Bonnie.
Okay. I'm Bonnie.
You're
Hi.
Bonnie. All right. Great. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
What's your
question,
Bonnie?
Well, I feel a swirl of questions, and I wonder if maybe you can pick out one which is the most pertinent to what you're seeing.
Okay. Well, we're going to ask you to do something. Ask for the question that is in your highest and best good, and see what rises forth, what rises up.
Okay, well, I'm involved in a lawsuit that is both strange and could be good or bad. What about that?
It sounds like a lot of experiences. Well, we would ask you, do you feel that asking about this is in your highest and best good in this moment?
Well, I think that's what I was expressing at first. I'm a little confused about that at the moment. It seems to be looming so large, and I don't know
okay.
if I have the clarity
when something
to be
seems
able to
to
discern
loom
anymore.
Large, we just want to share this with you. When something seems to be looming large in your life, it's because you're giving it a lot of focus and attention. So you're infusing it with energy, so it seems bigger than it is. So one way that you can bring this down to size within your life experience is to take your energy back from it, to take that focus and attention. Because we bet, we have a feeling, we don't really bet, but that's just a term that you use, so we said it. You are paying a lot of attention to this lawsuit. It's present within your thoughts a lot of your moments. So to bring it back down to a more manageable, appropriate size within your whole life experience, we would say focus on it less. When you notice you're focusing on it, just say, okay, may I receive what I need to receive about this right now in my highest and best good? And then just quiet yourself for a moment. See what you receive. It might just feel like energy. It might be a thought, an idea. Whatever it is, just take it and say, okay, thank you. And then move on to the next thing. Focus. Take your focus away from it and focus on something else. What that will do
for you.
Yeah, what that will do is that it will make it a lot more manageable part of your overall life experience. Right now, it's too big. It's like this looming, like you used the word looming. It's like this big thing over everything. And that's not really what it is. It feels like that because so much of your energy focus is there with it. So you're the controller of your focus.
Part of it seems like it could be good if I can maneuver myself correctly into, and I think what you just described was like ask what's coming to me now for the best good of this at the moment, and know that moment
good.
By moment, yeah, it will come to me.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
moment
really...
by moment, it will come to you. So it's a guidance. It's like a GPS. When you receive guidance, it's like a GPS. You don't get, the GPS doesn't say all of the turns and everything that you have to do when you turn on the car. You would be overwhelmed if it did. You'd be like, well, that doesn't help at all. It tells you as you're going where you are, what to do, what's coming up. It's a guidance. So guidance is not an overwhelming dump of stuff. That would not be helpful at all. So just receive in the moment, every day, what's in the highest and best good for you to receive from this, call it an adventure. Don't refer, when we say lawsuit and we hear the energy of lawsuit, it feels very heavy. It doesn't feel like a good, happy, free-moving energy. So instead of calling it a lawsuit, call it an adventure, a law adventure. And ask
okay, well, I guess I've recently spoken to the attorneys, and that's, you know, a little bit of their milieu, so that's their, you know, that's their tool and target, I guess. But it's good to be re-referenced, and exactly as you say, choose every day to tune into what's relevant to me that day about it. And I think
right.
It speaks to the larger question, which I was you know, grappling with, which question is because they kind of all seem large, and I think that what you described is really the best answer for all of them.
Yes, exactly.
Good.
Yes.
Well, hopefully that was helpful for you, Bonnie. Much love to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now. All right, beautiful. Well, Amy, I wanted to get to your offer because we've have gone quite long today and people are just really hanging on. So thank you so much, everyone, for staying with us all the time. Really appreciate that. If you're on the webinar page, everyone, if you want to take a look at the button underneath Amy's photograph, that's the offer button, and Amy will take us through what she's prepared for the Wisdom community. So if you're not on the webinar page, you'd have to type in WOTASummit.com/Amy, which is AMY and the number 4. So WOTASummit.com/Amy4, and you can follow along visually. So thank you firstly, Amy, for preparing this for everyone. I know there's some things that are brand new in here that have never been offered before. So
right.
If you wouldn't mind, can you share with the community what you have for everyone?
Yes. I am delighted to do so. First, we want to share the name of the offer, which really will create an energetic feeling and reference point within you for this offer. It's called, the name of the offer is Step into the Radiant, Pure Possibility of Your Unlimited 5D Life. So if you just breathe in that name, you're going to feel this energetic expansion. You're just going to feel it. So just step into the radiant, pure possibility of your unlimited 5D life. Allow yourself to feel that. Now, there are some different components of this program or package, we would say, and there's actually two packages. So this, what we're going to describe is what's in everything. And the first thing is the Crystalline Grid Living Love Connection. This is an altered state meditation. We love this meditation. You can never have enough of this meditation. This meditation brings you into the awareness that you are a point of light. You are an aspect of Source, of this overall consciousness. And the point of light that you are is right now affiliated with, connected with, we don't like affiliated, connected with the earth, the other point of light called the earth, and all of the other points of light or aspects of Source that are connected with the earth. And you will discover yourself as a point of light within this beautiful energy grid which surrounds and loves and holds the earth dimension. So you have a lot more that you're doing here than just being on the earth. So it's great, and you experience your connection to every other being, and you can exchange energy and wisdom and knowledge through the grid with other people. So there's so many different aspects to this meditation that you just have to listen to it and do it. And you can do it every single day, receive and experience something different with it. It's just an amazing, wonderful experience. Now, the next is this very special program that has never been included in an offer for any other telesummit. It's special for the Wisdom of the Ancients and special for this community. And it is a program that is 2 sessions, and it's called From Chained to Free. And it's completely channeled. It's 100% the collective, which is us. We love this program. And yes, you could say that we are partial to it because it comes from us. and you will love it too. It helps you really see, know, and identify what happens to you as a human being, how you live your life as a human being, how you end up getting boxed in as a human being to your life, to perceptions, to ideas, to thoughts, to your experience of your dimension even. And what's really true always is you have a choice in every moment. It's a choice, though, that you don't realize that you have. And that choice is to see yourself, your energy, your life, in continual need of having to be fixed, having to be enhanced or added to because there's something missing, or seeing yourself as this amazing, perfect expression of Source, all that is, and you are all of it. And there's a very, it's a subtle shift in perception, in thinking, that allows you to perceive differently. But the feeling is huge. The difference is huge. How you live in your life is huge. The difference, it's an amazing, amazing experience to stop living the way most people live in the dimension that you live in, which is to think that you have to be added to, something has to be improved, that you have to get better at, you have to add something to yourself, or some companies take something away from yourself. So we really would invite you to experience this. And this program, these sessions, help you to see. They're very energetic. They use words. There's teaching in here, a lot of profound, very profound teaching. And they're very, very experiential. There's even images that go along with the program that you look at, you experience, and then we go into the experience of the images. So they're very, very experiential. You get to really experience the feeling of being and living a particular way, and the feeling of being and living the way that you really are. So the question we always ask with this program is, how would your life now, the way that you are, the way that you think your life is, the way that you think the world is, how would that change if you broke out of your box of what you think is possible, what you think is how things are, what you think is able to be done, and you burst free, no walls, out into just pure, unlimited possibility? What effect would that have on you and your life? How would you feel? What would you create? What would you even think? What would your thoughts be? You can't imagine it because right now you still have this, you're living with a thought of or a perception of that this is possible, that's not. Suppose we said you can walk through the wall. You go, oh, I can't walk through the wall. Yes, you can walk through the wall. If anything's possible, anything's possible. So if you really are feeling and knowing anything's possible, how would your life change? Who would you be? What would you do? You probably would do something much different and much bigger than you're thinking about doing, because anything is possible. So we're just going to leave you with that. The next thing in this package is a guided, this is a beautiful guided portal meditative journey. We just took you on a very small miniature journey. This is a 45-minute altered state. We deeply relax you. So we put your mind off to the side so it's not a judgmental thing going on here. And we take you into this magnificent portal. This is a much larger portal than we took you in just now. And we investigate the portal. And you interact much more with the portal beings, You communicate with them more. You interact with them more. You really get a feeling for them. And you actually, with the guidance and support of the portal beings, get to stick your nose, your head, whatever you want to call it, your part of you, out into the other dimension on the other side. And you get to see how different that dimension is. So this is a portal between two very different dimensions, your home dimension and a very different dimension. So it's a very interesting portal. It's a very active portal. It's an amazing experience. And again, every time you listen to it, you're going to experience something different. You're going to experience the portal differently. You're going to experience the beings differently. And you're going to gain different new wisdom and receiving. So it's very, very wonderful. And within this portal meditation, you will absolutely feel and be grounded in. You will know with certainty the sense of timelessness, no time. You will know that you will know with not one doubt in your mind, in your being, that you exist through all dimensions and all time, and that this concept of time that governs your movement in the dimension that you're in and your life and your thinking is an illusion. And then you'll be able to relate to time and with time with a new enlightened perspective. And it won't be such a controlling thing. It will just be there. Often people get very stressed about time. And you don't need to be. The next thing that we include in here, because there is nothing better than the state of joy. Source is a joyful consciousness, and you are Source. So therefore, your truest state of being is joy, pure and utter and absolute joy. And when you are expressing and feeling and being in the state of joy, you are an incredible, unstoppable creator. And you are a receiver par excellence, and you just receive, you create. It's like you are this masterful painter or sculptor molding the energy and creating, and it's just a symphony of movement, and it all comes from the state of joy. This, the instant joy process, is a beautiful guided little process that is so simple to follow along with, and it takes you and takes your energy and your feeling and your beingness, and it takes you and bursts you open into this utter experience of joy. It bursts you open like a brilliant light of joy, and that stays with you once you complete this meditation. So it is a perfect thing to do in the beginning of a day, because you have a day that is incredible when you start it with this. So we would recommend starting every single day with the instant joy process. You're going to really see that it makes a big difference. Now, the next thing that's in here are some very, very special and powerful high-frequency living energy MP3s or audios that are recorded. These are very special in that you are taken, in the beginning of each one, you are taken into a very deeply relaxed, altered state. So again, the mind is put to the side and you become an open energy receiver. You are able to experience pure frequency and energy and vibration. And then each specific one targets a specific aspect of your experience. So the first one is special alignment, synchronicity, and flow. Synchronicity and flow for this year. And this is an overarching, overall one that touches every aspect of your life. And so what happens is you are transmitted specific energy frequencies for this synchronicity and flow experience. And then those frequencies, that energy, once you are infused with it, is activated within every cell of your body. So it becomes like a part of you. You will feel it. Most people can feel the energy transmission. It feels warm and tingly. And then the activation also. You're told at every point in time what is happening, whether you're being transmitted energy or you're receiving an activation. And they're not long, so you can do one a day, two a day, whatever you want. We don't advise doing two back-to-back. We advise spacing them out. So the different topics are prosperity and abundance infusion for 2019, well-being, optimal health, and rejuvenation infusion for 2019, Optimize relationships infusion for 2019. Career and business success infusion for 2019. So you will be guided which one is the one that you need to be with, to listen to receive in this day, in this moment. And that's the one that you use. And they're wonderful. They really are wonderful. And they will show up in many ways in your life experience. They're like little, well, we don't even know a word for it. We want to say tools, but that sounds so, they're just much more delicious than tools. Now, the next, we've got some nice, wonderful, these are live sessions. These are not recorded. These are all live sessions. So, or in one case, live energy transmissions. So this is the multidimensional, it used to be called the Money Reiki, multidimensional Money Reiki session. But it has evolved way beyond just Money Reiki. It is now an overall evolutionary experience in each session with massive energy upgrades. You're infused with the latest frequencies and upgrades that are available in this moment. At this time, you receive 10 or more major activations and a lot of third eye opening and enhancing activations, and all of the activations are cumulative. So if you are at a particular level, you get added onto. It's always built. It always pertains to where you are. You are taken to the next level or two or three above and beyond where you are. This MMR, as we call them now, is the January MMR. It is the first of all, it is an Eclipse Portal MMR, because the Eclipse Portal just opened, so this is the very first MMR of the Eclipse Portal, and it is very powerful portal energy and energy coming through this portal. And the session will transmit multidimensional eclipse energy, then energy infusions and activations. You're going to be powerfully aligned with the new energy of 2019. 2019's energy is very different from 2018's. You may have noticed that. You may have noticed as we were leaving last year that 2018 was wrapping up, that the energy was beginning to feel a little different. And then as this year launched, as we got more into this year, the energy feels very different. There's a much more joyful energy. It's a very creative focused energy. You can be very creatively inspired and expressive this year. Once you flow with this energy, amazing things can be birthed from you. You just have to allow yourself to be tuned to this energy and allow it to work through you. You won't even have to work at it. Activations for abundance and prosperity in 2019 are also transmitted in this session. So read through this on the page. It will tell you more. And it's a very, it's a long energy session. It's 90 minutes. So it's delicious. It feels great. You can even sleep through it if you want. A lot of people like to be awake and feel all the sensations. Many people see things. They have visitations. There are seventh dimensional light beings that support and assist in this session. So they are always in the session with us, and there are two that take care of each participant in the session. And a lot of people get to see that they can see the light beings or they feel their touches. It's very interesting. It's a very all-sensory, multi-sensory experience, this session. Now, the next thing is the wonderful, beautiful, magnificent, crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. These frequencies have been flowing during this call. You may have been feeling these little subtle energies of joy flowing without and or flowing throughout, not without, throughout. And you may have also, if you are a visually perceptive person, just kind of perceive little colorful flashes of energy around. These are the rainbow frequencies. The rainbow frequencies are subtle. They're in the background. They're not like an energy healing that you feel in that way, because they flow 24/7 to you and for you. You can customize the flow. You can turn it on and off. These are very intelligent frequencies, and you will receive instructions on how to customize the flow of them to work best for you. You can ask them to flow more strongly at certain points and less at other points. Your pets are always included. Animals have no resistance. They just receive these frequencies, and they love them. They love them. The anxious ones relax. The sick ones get well. The old ones begin to act younger. The grumpy ones get sweet. I mean, it's amazing. It's a transformation. I always tell people, watch your pets, because you'll see the evidence of the frequencies in your pets. So what the rainbow frequencies feel like is they feel like this nice little soft puffy cloud has come along, has put itself underneath you, and has lifted you up and is carrying you around throughout your day and throughout your moment. So here you are being floating around, transported on this fluffy cloud where things just roll off you. Things don't affect you as much. So you're going through your life, you're going through your things, and it's like, oh, I have a long line to wait in over here. Okay, no problem. Or there's traffic and you're stuck on the road. Well, you know, it's just, everything is not a big deal. Everything is easier. There's a great deal of ease, a great deal of fun, a great deal of joy, and you feel nourished. The other thing that these do for you is they give you a feeling of nourishment that is with you 24/7. It's really, they're beautiful frequencies, and again, we encourage you to read about them. And also to take a look at the rainbow unicorn. The rainbow unicorn, he is the little cheerleader of the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. He carries the joy and the energy of the frequencies. He is the most playful unicorn that I've ever seen. He's always doing something weird. And right now he's carrying around a 2019 on his little unicorn horn, and he has got an Olympic gold medal around his neck because he considers himself to be the Olympic champion of unicorns. So that is the rainbow unicorn. This is no ordinary unicorn, and so you can appreciate him on the page. And the so this is everything that's included in what is called Option A or Package A. You got the crystalline grid, living love connection, the beautiful two-session program. It's four MP3s because each session has its own major, like over an hour, guided meditative journey, altered state journey. And that reinforces and infuses everything that you've received in that session into you, totally into you, into your cells. It becomes a part of your cellular experience. These are, and like I said, everything in here is experiential. So it's like you've tasted the chocolate cake. You know the experience. It's not having someone tell you what it tastes like or about it. It becomes a part of your experience. So that's very powerful. And then the guided portal meditative journey, again, really delicious, really expansive experience. And then the collective instant joy process, it's like your daily breakfast, we would say. And then the powerful high-frequency living energy activated infused MP3s and the super powerful MMR energy session, the January 31st, that's the date of this session, gorgeous eclipse-focused eclipse portal energies, 2019, the very first one. It is also the very final MMR of the Chinese Year of the Dog. So there's going to be energy to wrap up that year energetically, nicely with a bow, and to send it off with love so that you can move into the next year, the new year, which I believe is the year of the pig, when that comes, and you can be ready and open and clean without baggage left over from the prior year. And that's option A. Now there is option B or package B, and that includes all of the things that we just said, plus a really, really super special, wonderful, cool, we love this, just for you, 30-minute, and we say 30 loosely because often it's 35 or even 40, personal energy activation session. And that is with me, Amy, and it's, again, supported by the seventh dimensional light beings. They are here. I do all of these sessions with them. There's four light beings that I work with in each session, and two of the light beings go to your location and are with you. So that's really cool. And this session focuses on two aspects of your life that you want to change, to shift, evolve, transform, expand, anything like that. Reason why it's focused on two is because it's a very, very focused, it's like a laser surgery focused type of session. So we invite you to read about this. Again, there's a little summary on the page. And then we invite you to choose whichever option is the option that sings to you, speaks to your heart, and calls you. And that's it. That's our description.
Beautiful. Thank you. Wow, so much there. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, so that 30-minute session, so someone can pick two areas of their life where they're having issues. And then so just tell us just briefly, Amy, just tell us a little bit about, how doing this activation session will help them.
Oh, it depends on what the areas are. So suppose someone picks an area that they want to heal. Some people have picked areas in their body that they want to heal. Like they want to either release something or they want to heal or enhance a particular thing. They experience those results from the session. People have experienced profound and almost instant healing of issues. And that can then translate out into your life. If it's an experience that you're living that you want to have resolution to, you want to heal, or you want to transform. Suppose there's a difficult situation that you're involved in, either an interpersonal relationship experience, or maybe it's a relationship with a job experience or something like that. And you want to transform it into something that is an experience that's going to move you forward and is in your highest and best good. And instead of limiting what it transforms to, you choose to transform it into what is best for you. And that happens, and it usually happens pretty quickly. And it's amazing how, and what's really cool about these sessions is they feel really good. They're very relaxing. They feel they're intensive. But they are also very relaxing. It's always recommended that people allow for time to rest after these sessions because they are very much like an energy surgery. So the same way you'd rest after a little surgery. So they can be it can be like night and day from before the session to after the session. And it really depends on the areas that you choose to focus on. If the areas that you choose or you're looking at focusing on are just – you want like a slighter change or a, more subtle type of shift, then that's what you'll experience. If it's something that you really want, a night and day thing, then that's what you'll experience too. So it's very much up to the person having the session. That's why they're called very personal just for you, because you choose the focus of the session.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for being here. It's been a wonderful experience. And everyone on the phone, thank you so much for being here. I know this was a long show today, so just being honorable, just honoring your time. Thank you so much. Just appreciating you being here throughout the show. Yeah, Amy, is there anything that's coming through to you, either from the collective or yourself, that you want to share with the group as we wrap this up?
Well, I just want to share thank you very, very much and how much I appreciate everybody being here and spending their time with us and being willing to learn about portals, being willing and open to the experience of portals and being willing to navigate them and embrace that there are other things other than what you know through your senses that you can use that is very real and very much here. So a lot of people aren't that open to it. So everybody here is. They're very open to this other dimensional or dimensions that are available. So that's wonderful. And I just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you. Well, beautiful Amy, thank you so much again for your time and your wisdom and sharing. It's been wonderful having you on the show.
Thank you for having me, Ian. I really appreciate it.
Of course. And thank you, beautiful divine lights out there, sparkling light beams. Appreciate you being in the community and really being committed to your growth and really
looking to accelerate your ascension. So really, really thank you for being here. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones, and all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you so much for bringing us all together. All right, everyone. Bye now. Thank you.